Praise the name of the Lord. With the help of the Lord and the guidance of his Holy Spirit, if you'll turn with me to Exodus chapter 7. Exodus chapter 7, and we'll begin with the 10th verse. Exodus 7, and we'll begin with verse 10. And Moses and Aaron went in unto Pharaoh, and they did so as the Lord had commanded. And Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh and before his servants, and it became a serpent. Then Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers, now the magicians of Egypt. They also did in like manner with their enchantments. For they cast down every man his rod, and they became serpents. But Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods, and he hardened Pharaoh's heart, that he hearkened not unto them, as the Lord had said. This was a time when Israel was in slavery under Egypt. And God said, it's time. And he sent Moses and Aaron before Pharaoh, knowing Pharaoh would harden his heart. God knew this already. But he was going to show his power. He was going to show his might against Pharaoh. And he began with this. The enemy can show things too. But his power is nothing. Nothing compared to God's power. And when people begin to think that they have more power, then they're in a lot of trouble. Israel would be released. And you know, our lives are like this sometimes. When we think things are so difficult, so many obstacles, so many turmoils we go through, how am I ever going to get through this? No way out. Is there no way out? Do you believe there's no way out? I don't. There is a way out through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us. We have power through the Lord Jesus Christ. His love sustains us in everything we go through, dear ones. Don't think your problems are worse than anybody else's, because our Lord Jesus Christ is there for you and I. He makes a way. Yes, we do go through things. Yes, we do fall because of situations. But he picks you up. David went through many, many things. But God was always there for him. And because he had a heart of God, God took care of him. He sinned, yes, as we all do. But he went before God asking forgiveness. If we go before God and we ask forgiveness, do you think he doesn't forgive us? Why does he forgive you? Why does he forgive you? Because of his love for us. He wouldn't have sent Jesus Christ to die if it wasn't that he loved us. We can't believe. We think we have love for our families, for our children. And we do. We have that love. But no one, no one can know how great the love of God is. What he would do for you and I. God told Moses what to do. And God knew that Pharaoh was going to resist him. He knew that there would be battles, but he showed his power through many different things. Turning the water into blood, sending the different things that happened in Egypt, and things that happened to us, dear one, or for our growth. How can we grow if we don't see God's hand? How could any of you have believed that God was going to take care of you if you didn't have that faith? We heard the testimonies this morning. Some of them seemed very small. Some of them were great. But in each instance, God handled the problem. We didn't have to do a thing. Do we have a great God or don't we? He's there. He's there for you and I, no matter what we go through. His sustaining grace, his power in the world. Pharaoh had magicians. They could do tricks. Yeah. And they did their sorcery. The devil helped them along. But the power of God overthrew them. The power of God overthrows our enemy. The enemy tries to get into your lives. Doesn't he? Doesn't he put thoughts in your mind? Doesn't he try to finagle his way in? Any place he can get a little finger in, he's going to go there. The young people with their studies, sometimes they think, I'm never going to get this. You pray. You pray. God will open your mind. How many times have I gone through this Bible and read passages that I didn't understand? Lord, open my mind. I don't understand this. It's not time yet. When it's time, I'll open your mind. And he does. I see it so many places. And when you and I go through hard places, there he is. And as David said, Lord, I don't feel your presence. Lord, where are you? I can't feel your presence. He was there all the time. Sometimes he waits patiently to see what we're going to do. Are we going to do things our way? Are we going to do things his way? And he'll let you try. And sometimes when you do it your way, things don't work out so well. But you wait upon him, and the answer is there. Our God is a great God. Our God will satisfy your hearts. Our God will take care of you as he takes care of each and every one of us. We don't put our eyes on man. We don't put our eyes on things of this world. We keep our eyes fixed on him. Man can do nothing. God does it all. Why do we come to church? Answer that question yourselves. Why do we come to church? Do we come to meet the friends we got there and to talk over baseball games or something? Oh, sure, they do that. But do you come just for that? Why? Why do you come to church? You come to hear from God, to get the answers to your prayers, to sing the praises of our hearts. These are why we come. I'm reminded of a story of a pastor. This pastor was very, very renowned. And he was leaving his church for some important things that he had to do. So he brought in an assistant pastor from another church. As this pastor came in, he stood up in the front. People began to look, and some of them got up and they started walking out. Well, the pastor says, "Excuse me, can I speak to you a minute? If you've come here to hear from Pastor so-and-so, you're free to go. But if you're here to hear from God, please take a seat. You don't come here just to hear Brother Richard or myself. You come to hear the word of God that he puts in the hearts. I'm not a preacher. I'm not a teacher. I'm whatever God wants me to be. And that's what he wants from you. He wants you to do his perfect will. If you have a calling from God, and each of us do, use that calling. It doesn't mean you got to be a preacher. It doesn't mean you got to be a teacher. You could be someone to visit the sick, to call someone that's having a hard time. Pick up your phone. That's not hard to do. Talk to that one. He needs encouragement. Pray for someone. These are all gifts from God. I've heard people say, "Well, I don't know, I can't do anything." Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Just ask God. He'll tell you what you're there for. Just remember, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He hasn't changed. When we think about the things that go on in this world and we see what's going on, what do you say? "Lord, look at this country. People are being killed left and right. Look at the streets today. People being shot down. Why is this all happening?" Dear ones, God's showing us that the time is short. The time is short. These are all part of Scripture. Wars, rumors of wars, things that are happening today. God is telling us, prepare yourselves. Prepare yourself. Talk to your friends about the Lord. Speak to them. Let them know that we have a living Savior, a God who loves and cares for you. God is here for you and I, dear ones. He loves us so much. I can't say it enough. I can't say it enough. He loves us beyond belief. The smallest thing in your life, he knows about. The biggest things in life, he knows about. And he's willing to do for you whatever he can. As he did for the saints in the Old Testament, as he did for those in the New Testament, and some of them died violent deaths. There wasn't too many of his disciples that were spared, crucified, beaten, stoned. Thank God we don't have to go through any of that. But there may come a time. Are you prepared for that? Let's pray to the Lord that these things don't happen. But they're happening around the world. We see it all the time. But I thank God for who he is and what he does for us. And I thank God for each and every one of you and for the love that is in this church. I feel it when I come in those doors and I talk to people. I feel the love of God. And I know you pray for me, and we pray for you too. Let's continue and not worry about the things in this world, but worry about what's going on in our Christian lives. In the name of the Lord be praised.